Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zarech Refayin Druziva Kagon B'Karav Mamesh. And Mishnah Dalet continues with this concept of Makam Shenagu. The Mishnah says, Makam Shenagu Lechol Tzali B'Leil Pesachim, in a place where they have a minik to eat roasted meat, Leil Pesach, they're allowed to do so. Makam Shenagu Shalai Lechol, but in a place where they have a minik not to eat roasted meat, Leil Pesach, Ein Eichlin, they don't eat it. Why would they have a minik not to eat roasted meat, Leil Pesach? That's because the Karban Pesach is roasted, and if a person's eating roasted meat, Leil Pesach, outside Eretz Yisrael, or outside Yerushalayim for that matter, it's going to look like he's trying to eat the Karban Pesach right now, and obviously that's wrong. So therefore, in such a place where they had a minig not to eat roasted meat, Leil Pesach, one has to make sure not to. Another minig-related halacha, Makam Shenagu l'hadlik asaner b'leila yom kippurim, madlikin. Makam Shenagu shalai l'hadlik, ain't madlikin. In a place where they have a minig to light a lamp, yom kippur night, so they light it. In a place where they have a minig not to light this light, yom kippur night, so then they don't light it. Now this is specifically talking about lighting a lamp in a person's bedroom, Leil Yom Kippur. Now both the people that had the minig to light and people that have the minig not to light is for the same reason. Leil Yom Kippur, it's asur to have tashmish. And so the ones that have the minig not to light a lamp, that's because they want to try to prevent the husband from seeing his wife and perhaps desiring her. So therefore, if there's no light, we don't have an issue. The ones that light the lamp are accomplishing the same thing. We know that it's asur to be mishamish l'ar haner. Therefore, if there's a lamp lit, they're not going to be able to have tashmish. However, what about lighting in other places? So the Mishnah tells us, umadlikin v'batik niseis v'batik midrashos, we light lamps and candles and shul and base medrash on Yom Kippur. That's because it's for covet of the tzibur and so that people could have light, and in dark alleyways so there could be light, and by a sick person. And moving on to Mishnah Hey, we continue with this. Makam Shenagu Lases Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, Aysin. Makam Shenagu Shalai Lases Malacha, Ein Aysin. In a place where they have a minig to do malacha on Tisha B'Av, so they could do malacha, but in a place where they have a minig not to do malacha, so they're not allowed to do malacha. Now, what's with this minig to do or not to do malacha? So we know that an Avel is not allowed to do malacha. However, that's only with a new Avelos. Let's say a person's parent died, so that's considered a new avelos, they're not allowed to do malacha. But Tisha B'Av is considered an old avelos, so there's no iser malacha. And even though there wasn't an iser malacha, there's still some that had the minog not to do malacha, so if a person's in such a place, they're not allowed to do malacha. And in v'chol makam, in every area, even in a place where they do malacha on Tisha B'Av, Talmidei Chachamim betelim, Talmidei Chachamim have to make sure not to do malacha, because in a way, they have a chiv of avelos more than other people. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Lo'olam yasa adam atzmei talmid chacham, a person should always make himself a Talmud Chacham, which means that a person could be machmer on himself like a Talmud Chacham, even if he's not a Talmud Chacham, and not do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Now the Mishnah goes back to Erev Pesach. In Yehuda, they would do malacha Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. And in Vagala loy hayu oisin kol ikar. In Gala, they wouldn't do malacha at all the entirety of Erev Pesach, even in the morning. Now the Halayla, what about the night before the 14th, meaning the night of Bedikas Chametz? Are they allowed to do malacha then? So Beshamay oisin, Beshamay asers, just like a regular Yontif. Yontif is, let's say, the 15th of Nisan. However, the 15th of Nisan by night, meaning the night before the day of the 15th, it's already considered Yontif. So too, according to Beis Shammai, the 14th of Nisan is usher to do malacha the whole day, so the night before the 14th is also usher. Ubeis Hillel matirin ado Neitzachama. Beis Hillel allows malacha to be done the night of the 14th, up until Neitzachama, once it's Neitz, so then we're not allowed to do malacha anymore. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.